Chapter 5, Impotent Man Healed, The Resurrection, Testimony of Christ. After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these porches lay a great many impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, who had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time afflicted. And he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And it was on the Sabbath day. The Jews therefore said unto him who was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He who made me whole said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then answered they him, saying, What man is he who said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in the place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto me. The man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father who hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who heareth my word, and believeth on him who sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they who hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all who are in their graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they who have done good in the resurrection of the just, and they who have done evil in the resurrection of the unjust. And shall all be judged of the Son of Man, for as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I can of mine own self do nothing, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father who hath sent me. Therefore, if I bear witness of myself, yet my witness is true, for I am not alone. There is another who beareth witness of me, and I know that the testimony which he giveth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness also unto the truth. And he received not his testimony of man, but of God. And ye yourselves say that he is a prophet. Therefore ye ought to receive his testimony. These things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than the testimony of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, who sent me, hath borne witness of me. And verily I testify unto you, that ye have never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, for ye have not his word abiding in you. And him whom he hath sent, ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life, lest ye should honor me. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, who seek honor one of another, and seek not the honor which cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is Moses who accuseth you, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?"